the fruit, you know, all the fruit that you put in cans, mm-hmm. vegetables, etc.
Do you ever use this for any other reason?
Oh yeah, the cyclone come along, you'd use it.
There we go, huh?
Yeah. But there was always potatoes and apples and fruit of all kinds down there and stuff like that. And then we kept her, she in the summertime, she always kept the eggs down there because she didn't want them to get, you know, it's too hot upstairs above to keep them. And we always kept the cream can down there. Uh-huh. It's cool out there.
Was the porch ever called anything else?
Huh?
Did you ever call your porches anything else?
Well, we always called them porches. I don't know whether anybody else did not. We always just called them porches.
And if the door was open and your mother wanted it closed, what would she tell you to do?
She'd just say, go shut that door.
You mentioned that you had tongue and groove siding on your smokehouse. What did you have on your house?
Well, our first house was built out of, the first little house they built was built out of box boards up and down. Mm-hmm. And it had tar paper on the inside of it, and then they had, and then Mom had pasted over that newspapers. Mm-hmm. It had, I don't know how many coats of newspapers over the ceiling.
Insulation, huh?
Insulation, and clean it out. But the second, the house that we built after that, of course, it was built with drop siding, you see. Mm-hmm. And then the next house is built with lap siding.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between drop siding?
Well, your drop siding is a hard siding that has a groove in it, don't you see? Uh-huh. And it comes down and sets over a groove. Uh-huh. It's tongue and grooved. Mm-hmm. Well, your lap siding is a soft siding that's thick at the bottom and thin at the top. Mm-hmm. And you let that just lap over.
Sort of like that.
Yeah. That lap over. In fact, they use a lot of lap siding now. Uh-huh. Wherever the house is built out of wood, why, it's putting all these lap siding. Now, these houses they're building out here, putting in these here, this up and down stuff.
That's quick and easy.
Yeah, it's quick and easy, but listen, let me tell you something about that. That's hard to hold. They didn't get cracks in it and mm-hmm. everything else.
One board warps and they all go.
Yeah.
Did you ever have anything called weather boards?
Yeah. You take, that's what a lot of people call this drop siding. It's weather boarding. Uh-huh. It's the same thing.
Uh-huh. And for the roof, what did you use?
Use it all the shingles.
Uh-huh. Yeah. These were shipped in? Or
wood, wood shingles shipped in.
Did you have anything called clapboards?
Yeah, but they was not used in this part of the country much because you see, all of our shingles had to be shipped in here, and they was a little bit. The clapboard is a big old shingle, you know, made out of, you know, it's big. Uh-huh. But there was very little of that used. Most all of the shingles. Now, in fact, the business we used to use what we call dimension shingles, and I never forget. Daddy was building a big barn, and the guy come along there one day and wanted a job. And Daddy said, well, did you ever lay any shingles? Oh, yes, he laid a lot of shingles. Well, Daddy says, get up on top of the barn and go to work. Well, he was using dimension shingles. Dad got up there a little bit to see how he was getting along after he'd run three or four rows, but you see, and he wasn't splitting his shingles when he started, see. You see, one shingle, when you uh-huh. start the dimension shingle, you want to start at the hole this time, and then the next time you got to split your shingle and start at the apple, see? Mm-hmm. Or else the cracks just come uh-huh. right. He had about three or four rows of cracks right on top of each other.
Nice, neat job, huh?
Yeah. But of course, afterwards, they got rigging shingles out of all sizes, which you see, mm-hmm. you just got to sort out one to fit, you know, uh-huh. the place you got